Chapter 4, Parents, Families, and Exceptionality. In Chapter 4, we looked at the changing relationships between parents and professionals, how at one time this was truly an adversarial relationship. Today, however, we talk about parent-professional partnerships, establishing alliances between school professionals and the parents of children with disabilities. The passage of Public Law 94-142 in 1975 dramatically changed the landscape of the role of parents, where they moved from mere observers to today they are active participants in developing their child's education. Currently, many professionals in special education no longer focus on the parent, but they look at the entire family constellation, because whatever affects the child many times affects other family members, grandparents, siblings, whomever is in that youngster's family relationship. The best way to understand the family dynamics is to look at families as a dynamic system of interaction, that whatever affects the family, be it socioeconomic status, environmental stressors, educational experiences, or any one of the other members of the family, has ripple effects and affects the individual with disabilities. Historically, parents have been viewed as moving through a series of emotional reactions to their son or daughter's disability. While some professionals question this thinking, many professionals embrace the model that parents do oftentimes go through a series of reactive stages, where they might move from a stage of denial and anger to one of hopefully greater acceptance and appreciation, where today we focus on the vision that the family has for their son or daughter and what they can hope to accomplish. In that same line of thinking, we look at the subsystems, the family dyads, the mother-father relationship, the sibling relationships, and the parent's relationship with their particular son. No two families will ever deal with an exceptionality in the exact same way. In Chapter 3, you might recall, we spoke about cultural and linguistic diversity. Even parent relationships vary depending upon the cultural and linguistic heritage of a particular student. Various groups interpret an exceptionality differently, and we need to have an appreciation for the individual family's view of how they see their son or daughter within the context of their own personal frame of reference. Today, it is vitally important that as a classroom teacher, you seek to build bridges with parents rather than establishing roadblocks. We need to adopt principles of integrity, honesty, and respect for the parents of a child that has special needs.